Coming to you from KCO Studios, it's The Balcony Show with Ann Thatcher, Bo Summer, Mike Roy, Donna DeLucci, and me, the Mad Cat. We have searched the globe for the best in indie music so you don't have to. So here we go, The Balcony Show.
Friends in faraway places, sent with love and good vibes. Just keep an eye out for just what's coming.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Balcony Show. AJ Siegfried is here sitting in for the Mad Cat. Welcome, hello. AJ.
Well, thanks for having me. Boy. And I'm in a new seat tonight. This is fun. This is very fun. Thanks for having me back, guys.
So on tonight's show, we're going to be interviewing and sharing, featuring music from Granite Hill. They are a Reverb selection, Reverb Nation selection, and we're super excited for you to hear their music. But first... Hi, AJ.
Hey, I get to push the buttons, right?
Oh, all right, all right.
You guys are in
trouble. No, that actually was tame.
Are we ready?
Okay. Things are looking up already.
Are you tired of going to that bar every night all alone with nobody to talk to? Then The Balcony is here to help you out. Oh, baby.
I don't know.
So, listen, guys, I have to tell you something about this. There are three pickup lines that are from our Facebook page people.
Okay.
So you'll see that their names are there. So thank you and congratulations for getting put on the air with us. What a great place to be.
Yeah. That's a great idea. I love that.
Yeah. All right. So. Well, shout outs.
Well,
order,
it's also
they?
The some I don't some I might mispronounce some things.
Well,
that's okay.
It's okay.
Okay,
we tried.
That's
you
what
know
we
what?
Do.
What well, is those words?
Well, all we're right. gonna go with bad pickup lines here on the Balcony Show, and this is number one. And I'm assuming this is who put it down.
Yes,
and their tag or their name is Obedience. Benarge Schoolboy. It's okay. School Buoy, actually. B-U-O-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Do you sell tomatoes? Because my heart fell to my toes.
Ooh. Mm.
No, I don't sell tomatoes.
I mean, that's kind of cute-ish.
All right.
A little bit.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, you're not directing this at me, but yeah.
I am, dude. Uh-oh. Tell me, are you an antiquer?
Hmm.
Because I have some junk that hasn't been touched in years.
Oh, my God.
And it shall keep collecting the dust.
Who knew?
Mm-hmm. Who knew? Wow. Hmm. It's not room together on the road anymore. Number two, your ankles would look good around my neck.
Can you imagine saying that to somebody?
No.
I'm trying to think if I've done that.
The huevos on that one. That's good. All right. If I make a spice joke, will you let me cumin you?
Oh, come
oh
on.
My God.
That is totally skating the line. That's skating the line here on,
that's
cumin. On radio.
Mm-hmm. Cumin.
Or in person,
cumin.
Too.
Cumin. I get it. Okay, so bad pickup lines here on the Balcony Show. I'll put you in better hands than Allstate.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Isn't that cute?
All right. I could use that.
A big, strong man. Yeah. With big, strong hands. Yeah.
Meanwhile, right. Back at the ranch.
All right.
AJ.
Bad pickup lines on the Balcony Show tonight. I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
Okay.
There's a party in my pants.
All right.
That
pick up
a song.
Large.
I don't know. I think you guys should
work
on
maybe.
That. Party
let's,
in my
let's
pants.
Let's get right on ChatGPT. We could probably write a song.
ChatGPT will just throw that right out.
Great.
Number four. Are you Abraham Lincoln? Because you're causing an uprising down south.
Oh, my God.
These are getting saucy. Oh, man. All right. Bad pickup lines. Damn, girl, I'm going to have to file a complaint because the reverse sirens on that dump truck are busted.
Oh.
Nice.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with the last one here. And this is brought to us by Matt Chris.
I think Christuco.
Okay, Matt Christuco.
Do you wash your pants with Windex? Because I can see myself in them.
Oh, my God.
I like that. I like that one.
I would like to ask Matt Christeku if that has ever worked for him. Let's find out. I'd like to follow up on that. Please follow up, Matt.
And Elliot right. Cromwell for the all shortest, right. most insulting one ever, right?
Right to the point. Right.
So let me tell you guys, this bad pickup line here is brought to us by a guy named Elliot Cromwell. This man has a set on him. So let's just see if this works. Bend over.
Wow. Oh my
That's
God.
It. That's it. Bend over.
That's what he wrote. And I thought, you know what?
For a pickup line.
It's a pickup line.
If I ever get the chance, we'll try it.
Okay.
We'll try it out.
There you go. So you heard it right here. Bad pickup lines on the Balcony Show.
Yeah, they're going to get things. They're pretty bad.
Yeah, they are. Some of them are really bad. But thank you to our Facebook, you know, audience,
our fans
who absolutely, the three of you.
Keep the suggestions coming.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good one.
This was another level of depravity, and I would like to keep it.
I applaud.
Let's keep going higher, guys. I know you can do better.
Let's go Set higher by setting the bar lower.
Exactly. Yeah. I couldn't have said it better, Mike. Perfect.
All right, so we're going to get things started with the song Photograph from my friends over in Scotland, Edgar Road. Take a listen, and we'll be right back.
You're walking down the road again to find your way home. It's easy enough to understand your reasons why. We'll
Hey, welcome back to the Balcony Show. You just heard Photograph by Edgar Road. And now we're going to get into the first of our three songs by our tonight's interview guest, Granite Hill. This is a song called I'm the Fool. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Balcony Show. And we're very excited because we have three members from Granite Hill. Blake, Scott, and JP are on the phone, and they're here to talk about their album, Still My Friend. They are Reverb Nation selectees. They were selected amongst over thousands, so super stoked. Congratulations, guys. We picked you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Still My Friend, this was produced and made in 2019?
That's correct. It is.
And I'm the Fool, that's the first song that our listeners heard. How did Granite Hill become Granite Hill? You guys have been together for a long time, but why 2019 and why Still My Friend?
Okay, well, the core of the group is me, Blake, and Jimmy, who's not present today. And that we go back to when we were in our 20s. And we pulled on board Will, who was a keyboard player. He's also busy today. But he came on in the last, like, a year before the album, this album. And we just wanted a keyboard sound, giving us a little bit different. And JP, we pulled in because we went through a bunch of singers and nobody was working out. And it turned out that I live with him. I consider him my nephew. Me and him, we write great words, and Blake puts good music to it. So we all work it out.
So JP, How did that feel to become a part of this?
Honestly, it felt like it was meant to be. I would always watch my dad, you know, play the bass when I was younger. So I had an affinity, a natural affinity towards music, and reconnected in you know, a couple years back, and it just felt natural coming in and stepping in and singing for him.
And how did you get the name Granite Hill, guys?
Go ahead with that one, Blake.
Yeah, it was kind of, we threw around a bunch of names, and we eventually, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to pick Granite Hill because no one could decide. I'm like, this is it. We got to get our album out. We're going with Granite Hill.
And yeah, and it was, and it is an area nearby here, an actual location.
Okay. So you just didn't pull it out of the Ethernet. It was just like there's some substance to it. So it's someplace that's close to you. Okay.
Well, that's a tough decision.
It's a good title, though. I liked it. It was catchy. It caught my eye.
I can't tell you how many times we struggle as a band to make a name for yourself.
So the next song that our listeners are going to hear is called Home. And I got to tell you, I really, really, really love this song. And I love what you did with it. And I like the transition in this. Whose idea was that?
I would say from the beginning, starting out slow, I was starting to write things on my acoustic for so many years because we were separate. We weren't together. And then when I brought it to them, I'm like, okay, here's an acoustic version. But then people said, you should be a little harder. So then we jumped into... A lot of our songs start out slow and then they jump into like kind of a harder sound. I think it was our keyboard, like, we should be harder, we should be more rock. And so we kind of combined it, but then we were advised like, oh, you should just start into the harder stuff. So it is what it is. It's kind of, just doing different transitions.
Yeah. And it feels right out. When I started out slow on my drums, then I kick it in the gear. It just worked out for me too. It felt really good.
Yeah, I know. It was, you know what I mean? I love it when people surprise me, you know? And I think that's a good thing to do in songs. When you start out with one thing and then pretty soon you've arrived someplace else and you don't even know how the hell you got there. But you like
how life seems to work.
So we're going to take a break right now. And we're going to let all of our listeners hear this song, Home. Buckle up. You're going to love it.
I should have tried just one more time. Instead, I stalled. Inside my mind, shine like you did that summer day. You went away, so far away. You know that I love. Strawberry kiss was on my lips. Well, baby, you're
back home. My way back home. So far from home. It's a long way home. Home. My way back home. So far from home. It's a long way home. And if you hear me by your door,
to the Balcony Show. You just heard the amazing song Home by Granite Hill, and on the line we have JP, Blake, and Scott. Hey guys, so let us know what's been going on lately with the band and everything. What are the updates?
Well, we brought the album out in 2019, and next year we were touring a lot, and then came the toilet paper revolution of 2020. And
right, that was
that took a bite out of everyone's life for about a year and a half. And we've been just working at a new album lately, and playing around here and there.
Yeah,
and
that's cool. Do you guys all get together like regularly, like weekly, monthly? How does your operation work to get together, or is it more like an online kind of thing? Or
on Saturday mornings, we'll disturb all our neighbors and that's not really true. Our neighbors pretty much they like our sound too, and we've had little parties with them around too. We'll have a little barbecue here and there.
Oh, that's cool.
There's been full-on street shows in our garage. You know, our neighbors just coming up to watch us play.
I love that.
There's nothing better. There's absolutely nothing better.
That's really kind of bringing it all full circle, isn't it? Like when you first start out, and it's kind of is that.
Yeah, you start in the garage.
Yeah.
And now you're back to the garage.
So,
the
last song our listeners are going to hear is I Think I Love You Most. Who wrote this and what was this about?
I was writing it and I was trying to come up with a lyric, and that just came out, and I can't say it's about anybody.
Yeah.
So you were looking in the mirror?
When I wrote it, I was like, oh.
Yeah, Blake kind of came up with the core idea, and he's like, you know, we should do I think you, I love you most about how you like someone until you're just sick of them because they're around, and then but then they're gone and you can't wait to get them back.
Right. Anyway.
Oh, I can so identify with that. You know why? Because I've been married for 32 long years.
Oh, man. Loving you both when you're not around.
And we dated 10 years before, so that's 42 long years.
What's the message there, Ann? Don't get married?
You know. Anyways. So I think I love you most. What a great, that's a great, great way to do something. You know what I mean? Like great, great message. So anything else coming up for Granite Hill? Anything you want to say? Any final shout outs to anybody?
Shout out to my family for being supportive of me. And I'm sure everyone feels the same way. How about you, Blake?
I want to thank you guys for definitely playing. Yeah, we're gonna be writing, and we're definitely getting together. We're gonna do some singles, and that's probably the best move forward.
So when you do, stay in contact with us because we will put you in our spotlight with Donna, and we follow everybody's journey. That's what we do. And we're gonna end things tonight, then, guys, with your song "I Think I Love You Most." Take a listen by Granite Hill, and we'll be right back with the rest of the show.
Well, I see that you're lonely, and I know you don't care. Well, time flies, chasing your lies. I know that you're not there, but I cannot live without you, and I doubt you. I think I love you most. I think I love you most. I think I love you most. We'll be right back.
when you're not around.
Mad Cats, Mad Tracks.
AJ here with Mad Cats, Mad Tracks. We're going to take you somewhere tonight with this band called Clear the Benches. All right. This song is called Baby Doll. I love it. You might like it. Check it out. Have fun.
Secrets shake down, nervous breakdown. You, now that I got their eyes all in, nothing's in my way. Well, I didn't get my, I didn't take my, I didn't get no pay. Breakdown, secrets shakedown, nervous breakdown, you. Now that I got their eyes all in, nothing's in my way. Well, I didn't get my, I didn't take my, I didn't get no pay. And I'd like to be a good man for you. You just say I'd bring you down. Charm you, I guess it did not. The web became sticky and then I got caught. So tell me the words and baby, baby, I'll stop. I said go make up your mind. Yeah, go wake up your mind. Cause I'd like to be a good man for you. You just say I'll bring you down.
AI, artificial intelligence, is so out of control. I don't even know if that's the right terminology, but
no,
for me, I feel
right
like it's so out of control. I feel like people are just, in the last few months, kind of wrapping their head around it. Meanwhile, it's just exploding all around us, from like the educational side to music to it's just touching every part of life, right? So getting into this and how it affects the music industry, which I don't even know that we truly have a grasp on that yet, but there is an organization. It's called the Alliance of the Artist Rights Alliance. You can just Google them. There's an organization. It's made up of working musicians, performers, songwriters, and they're all pretty much fighting for a healthy creative economy and fair treatment, right, of artists, of regardless of whether you're a painter, a movie star, you know, whatever, actor, musician. So they basically put together an open letter. I'm not going to read everything, but just wanted to bring to everybody's attention that if you want to check out to see how you can get involved and maybe just even educate yourself, because this is going to be a huge impact. I mean, it's already happening we had Regina Sales was one of our past guests, and I just recently was chatting with her because of her Instagram story where she posted a song and it sounded wonderful. Like I could hear it on the radio. It like the vocal, you would never know that this was computer generated completely from start to finish. It just sounded like a perfect pop hit song. I was truly blown away by it. So her concern, obviously, she's a working musician. I think most of her income is her playing live and crowdfunding to raise money so she can record and, you know, do everything that she wants to do to further her career. But anyway, going back to the Artist Rights Alliance, if you want to find out more about it, check out Artist Rights Alliance there. They've sent out an open letter to everyone. They're trying to back up and campaign as U.S. politicians consider legislation to establish protections that ensure the ethical use of AI, especially in music. So, of course, artists need to, like, something's got to give here to give some kind of compensation that's fair to artists. You know, there's a lot of talk about Spotify, and now we have AI just tripping up and creating such an immense amount of noise on this topic. But do your research and see how you can get involved, especially if you're an artist and you are not sure how this may or may not impact your future as a recording, you know, artist, and how you may or may not get paid, you know, down the road. So get involved.
Now's the time. Yeah, don't wait time. Until,
yeah.
You
talk
know.
To your local, you know, everybody can reach out to their representatives or whatever and just see where does your local representative or senator stand on AI in any format for that matter? You know, it's okay to ask the questions, right? And find out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and I know people complain about it a lot, but complaining isn't going to do you any good.
We need education and we need understanding of where this
is
going.
And you need to be a part of, you know, even if you can't do a whole lot, even a signature helps.
Yes. And you want to be a part of, you know, the right. formation of what laws are coming, because right. they're coming.
Right.
And you want to have a voice. So just wanted to bring that up on Indie Radar this week because I think it's so
important. Yeah. Yep. Great tip. I'd like to remind you that The Balcony Show is proudly produced right here in Penn Argyle, Pennsylvania by Keiko Studios. Hit them up for all your musical production needs, KeikoStudios.com.
Welcome to another edition of Mike's Music Box. Inside, you're going to hear some stories of the macabre, the paranormal, and the strange. So stay tuned, if you dare.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Balcony Show and another edition of Mike's Music Box. Tonight, we are going to discuss artists that are associated with witchcraft, Satanism, and the occult. Hang on to your hats, people. Black magic.
Some you don't really.
No, I know. That music, how weird, right? Black magic and the devil are often viewed as symbols of Halloween, right? The occult, however, is just a regular part of life for some of these people. Whether it's practicing witchcraft, voodoo, or other satanic rituals, occult elements are prevalent in the rock and metal community. Beelzebub tends to be associated with metal, especially going all the way back to the early acts, such as Black Sabbath, who made many references to Satan. They didn't actually mean that these artists worship Satan. So let's get into some that actually kind of do. Today, we're going to look at some of the artists who partake in Satanism and the occult in one form or another. So some of these may surprise you. Let's start with number one. Godsmack's Sully Erma. Sully Erma has openly discussed his belief in witchcraft over the years, citing it as something you do for yourself like any other religion. He did, however, tell Rolling Stone he didn't want to be seen as a poster boy for it. Let's go with number two here. New Year's Day's Ash Costello. New Year's Day's frontwoman has witchcraft in her blood. Her grandma was a practicing Wiccan, and she adopted some of those rituals that had been handed down through her family. She even collected voodoo dolls while growing up. Let's go to David Bowie.
Here we go.
David Bowie will always be known for his fascination with aliens and UFOs, especially his persona that he developed around them. However, he had an interest in the occult as well and was apparently very fearful of black magic. According to his wife, in Angie's memoir, he often took measures to protect himself, thinking that witches were out to get him. Huh. He even had a white witch perform an exorcism on him.
Yo, you know what?
And then I bet what? You
that's probably not a bad idea. You know, that guy okay. was kind of strange.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to have a little bit of protection, yeah. right?
No, no, protecting things is always well, right? Just like a jockstrap.
Good
call. You're always protected your angels, your family. You're always protected.
This is true. And of course, let's just go over one everybody knows, Led Zeppelin's Jimmy Page. Mm-hmm. We cover this a lot here on the balcony in one form or another in Mike's Music Box. Led Zeppelin's guitarist had an obsession with the work of Aleister Crowley, one of the most famous occultists and writers of all time. Page owned a ton of Crowley manuscripts and even purchased the Bullskin House in Scotland.
Oh, wow.
When Crowley had once, which Crowley had once resided in, Page also sometimes wore cult symbols while performing on stage. And if you look through old photographs of Led Zeppelin, sometimes you can like see it was sewn into his garb while he performed live. And then let's talk about Dave Mustaine from Megadeth. Dave Mustaine got into black magic as a teenager. He recalls casting spells on some people and later believing bad things that had happened to them throughout his life were a result of it. He stopped practicing and refused to play the Megadeth song, The Conjuring, for a long time because it had instructions for hexes on it.
Mm-hmm.
In it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. True.
Don't mess with it.
Last but not least, okay. Let's talk about Elvis Presley.
Wow.
This may be one of the most surprising ones.
Yeah, I heard him.
According to his wife, Priscilla Presley, the king dabbled in an occult phase for years, reading books while doing major drugs. It wasn't a permanent interest, however, and Priscilla eventually burned all the books. So there you have it. There's some names, maybe.
I will say this, though. There is a difference between witchcraft and Satanism. It's not the same thing.
It is not the same thing.
So,
that is true.
It's you all know, wrong. It doesn't matter.
I will
it's
tell
all
you
bad.
Who else is Stevie bad. Nicks is a witch.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
yeah there's so many. There's so
there's,
many.
There's so many of them. But you know what? That doesn't mean that it's necessarily a bad thing, though, either.
No. And
know?
There's a huge movement right now. Everybody's focusing in on the pop genre. And we'll touch on that at a future music.
More to come.
More to come. Yeah. To yeah. Come. Yeah. With Mike's Music Box. So anyways, as I say to all you beautiful listeners, you know what to do at night. Sleep tight.
It's time for the spotlight portion of our show where we showcase new singles from returning guests. And your host is Donna freaking Gallucci.
Hey! Everybody.
The Looch. Yeah.
Thank you for trying to take Mad Cat's place in the Gallucci effort.
I'm trying. Let me try again. Donna freaking Gallucci.
Pretty good.
Nobody
pretty
takes
good.
Mad Cat. Nobody takes
no
Mad
one can
Cat's
take
place.
Your place, Mad Cat.
Number one.
Anyway, so today on Spotlight, before we talk about a great new song by the Michael Batte Band, I would like to talk a little bit about what's going on in the music business. Some really big news that's been going on all week about the Guess Who and Burton Cummings.
What's going on?
Okay, so Burton Cummings has canceled the performing rights agreements for all the Guess Who songs that he wrote back in the day. So the big hits like American Woman, These Eyes, Undone, No Time, they are not allowed to perform these songs live. So this band has had to cancel for the foreseeable future a bunch of their gigs. The venues are out the money. They're out the, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with this and where it's all going to go, but they are not allowed to perform these songs. And it just seems to me that Burton Cummings has been after this band for a really long time. I know he has sued them on various occasions.
Sounds like he won.
Yeah, he sued them from trying to stop them from using the band's name. He didn't like that the promo for when the band is playing in a certain venue in a certain area. He didn't like that the promo had his voice of, you know, him singing the songs, which has actually nothing to do with the band. That has to do with the promoters and the venue, etc.
Oh, no, wait a minute. They're using his voice?
Well, that's up to, that's promoters doing that. Let's say a radio, that's what radio station, they do that with all bands though. Like all bands that don't have the original members in it, they're playing that to promote the shows.
And I can see why we are now at a lawsuit. I can totally see why.
Well, the band shouldn't be getting sued penalized for that, because that's not, they have absolutely nothing to do with that.
They're using his voice as promotion.
They're not. The venues are, and the radio stations are, and the promoters are,
Who's making money off? Who's profiting from that?
Oh, the entire music media machine.
Everyone is profiting from that.
And they are profiting from that with their concerts.
I also believe he is profiting as well.
And he's absolutely profiting. He is profiting as well.
This sounds like a spiteful
To sue people who have nothing to do with that aspect of it seems...
I think this one's deeper. I'd like to see the court case.
Yeah, I would also.
There's a lot to this, you know, there's a lot to this. And I feel like, you know, my personal opinion is it's, you know, destroying the legacy of the band in a way.
It's really
going
to
opens
hurt
up
band.
A big can of worms for other bands in the same situation.
I'm team musician here. So, man, if you own the lyrics, if you created the songs and you say, I don't want you using my music, and you have every right to say, I don't want you using my music.
I agree. And we, as the other members of the band, don't have to listen to that either. And, you know, it's a touchy subject. There's a lot of ways of looking at it.
I want to know more. I would want to know more.
The music licensing. Right. So whatever is going on with that, that's the legal issue between all those members and even the band that's performing currently where these shows are getting canceled. I mean, I get it because they're losing out on making money, but
it's a very convoluted, it's very,
but hopefully this case will straighten it out.
What's the music licensing agreement? Who signed what? And that's what's going to tell your story of why this is happening.
And he,
so be careful what you sign.
And I know that the band has tried to talk to him about these things and tried to settle these things, but to no avail.
But it sounds like he took them to court and he came out on top.
Mm-hmm.
So there's got to be a reason.
Took them out at the knees, too. They know they can't play their hits.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I guess
then
they'll travel as the Guess Who tribute band. But if three songs shuts the band down, that's a problem.
That is a problem for that band. That's what I'm saying.
That definitely is a problem. Even though those three songs or five songs or whatever they are, that was only a small part of their whole set.
Then
like
it shouldn't matter.
They do have a lot of new music that they continue to put out.
Then it shouldn't matter. So, then they should be able to continue to tour if they are the Guess Who. And
they still can tour, but they just can't play those songs anymore. I think a lot of fans would want to hear those songs.
Well, then I guess they'll wait till Burt Cummings forms the Guess Who too.
That's never going to happen.
I think I just figured out a workaround. Your opening act plays your hits.
That's right.
You settle out the rest and you bring them back out for the encore.
You get a tribute band. Get the best of both worlds.
To open for you.
A collaboration between them and the actual band.
Sure. Right. Yeah. That's what I would mean. Right.
See, you know, AJ?
And speaking of tribute bands, isn't there some kind of rumbling going on with something with tribute bands and... I could have sworn I read something.
Well,
that
you know
there's
what?
An issue legal with, stuff. Yes.
Mm. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. Because they're not the ones who have created that. They didn't create the American. They didn't create the Guess Who. They didn't create, you know what I mean, Ozzy Osbourne, Black Sabbath. They didn't create that. You know, so should they profit off of somebody else's work?
You're making a
because
lot of money.
Because in the music industry, so many people profit off of other people's work. Yeah. And it's not right.
So are you saying that if you were to start a business and rent a space, that you wouldn't have rights to that space because you did not build it? Is that the argument here? I mean, if you're getting paid
to do a
job.
No, I'm saying that if you painted a painting and somebody went and took that painting and started making money on exhibitions from your painting, then no. Okay. They shouldn't be able to do that.
In a one-on-one thing, but this is a collaborative effort, so it gets even worse.
I think there's more to the story.
I think a lot of bands appreciate the tribute bands, though, because they bring new fans to the band. I mean, people that go see these tribute bands, they may not have known a lot of these songs, and now the band actually has a lot of new fans and a lot of new people listening to their music, and it just keeps it going on and on.
It ought to be interesting to see where this shakes out. Yeah, we'll see where this goes, sure.
Guys.
Keep us up to date on that,
Donna. I sure will. And now we'd like to talk about a great new song from the Michael Batte band called I Got a Song. And this actually reminds me of the Guess Who sound, so it's pretty funny that it's actually what we're talking about today. They're a great alternative country rock band. Also, Michael Batte Band is nominated for a few different categories in this year's International Singer-Songwriters Association, which is really cool. We'd like to congratulate them for that. And what this song is about is how, I guess, musicians kind of have a hard, well, I don't want to say all musicians, but some have a hard time communicating their feelings. And the best way to do that is through their songs and through their music. And that's exactly what this song is about, called I Got a Song by Michael Batte Band.
Trees warning to stay behind the scenes. Life's on repeat, yeah, just waiting for us. I'll take today, I will, to write a different chorus. I realize that this guitar has not gotten me very far, but it helps me say what must be said. Can't explain just how I feel, and I don't understand what I think is real. I got a song that must be sung instead. I got a song that must be sung instead. Listening to the waterfall, whispering because I know I'm so damn small. When the sky is yellow and the sun is brilliant blue, I'll open up my heart and then I'll talk to you. I realize that this guitar has not gotten me very far, but it helps me say what must be said. I can't explain just how I feel, and I don't understand what I think is real. I got a song that must be sung instead. I got a song that must be sung instead. Song that must be sung instead. I realize that this guitar has not gotten me very far, but it helps me say what must be said. I can't explain just how I feel, and I don't understand what I think is real. I got a song that must be sung instead. A song that must be sung instead. I realize that this guitar has not gotten me very far, but it helps me say what must be said.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Balcony Show, and we've come to the end of another great show. Thank you, AJ Siegfried, for being the Mad Cat tonight.
Well, you know, brother, it's all right. You know, I tried my best.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you, it's been a real pleasure being Mad Cat.
Meanwhile, down in Texas, they're losing brisket.
Oh my God, he's eating so much brisket.
He's eating his way through Texas at the moment.
Anyways. Make it back safe, big guy.
All right, so with that, we're going to end things tonight with the song Everything Is All Right by Neil and Adam. A great song. I know you're going to love it. And that's all I got, folks. So I'm going to say goodnight. We got to get out of here.
Good night.
Good night, everybody, from The Balcony Show. A special thank you to Granite Hill for being a part of the show. Good night.
It doesn't matter what you look like, everything is alright, you're still an open book. What makes you think he doesn't want you, don't you want to have another look?
Sleep. Now you're breaking through the static. How it would be tragic if you did.